Cliff, James from Cincinnati wants to know, how does science explain the feeling of deja vu in the human mind, where a human feels like they've been there in one instance of time? Is this our parallel self catching up with real time? What do you think?
Well, the brain is certainly mysterious, and slight differences in chemicals and structure can cause all sorts of feeling. Deja vu is one of them. There are a host of other remarkable experiences and syndromes that I talk about in the book that I think are even more fascinating in deja vu. One is called Charles Bonnet syndrome, where people see beings, particularly beings wearing hats, and it looks like this is an eye disorder where the eye...
We call them shadow people.
Yeah, well, this is something that psychiatrists and doctors have investigated. The eye seems to be getting less input because these people are not seeing well, and they start seeing these whole universes filled with these, again, elf-like creatures that we talked about with DMT drug. And people see these things as utterly real. They'll see an elf sitting on a real tree stump.
Or they see
Charles
shadows.
Bonnet syndrome. I'll give you one more. I have a whole cool
list. Hold on. What is that called again?
Charles Bonnet syndrome, B-O-N-N-E-T, where people see these little beings, and they're afraid to tell their doctors about it because they feel that they'll be, you know, thought they were crazy. But it's a well-known syndrome in the psychiatric literature, and we think there's a organic cause for it. But why do people see elves with hats? You know, something fresh out of Lord of the Rings.
Do they say that these beings are also shadowy?
They take on different forms. Some are pretty clear. Some are shadowy. They're seen with the subject's eyes open. So I might be looking out over my backyard, and I'll suddenly see a parade of elves walking by.
Weird.
That look real in many cases, and they're superimposed on the landscape.
I'm going to look into this.
Another one is capgrass syndrome. That seems to be almost like a parallel universe in which family members are seen as doubles or imposters. So let's say you wake up one morning, you look at your wife or kid or dog, and you have this gut-wrenching feeling that even though they look identical to your wife and kids, that they're imposters or doubles. And it seems to be part of the brain that, you know, may be having a problem, and this is called capgrass syndrome. And I could discuss all sorts of unusual psychiatric disorders that have been discovered through the decades that toy with our notion of reality.
Of course, then again, who's to say that's not real?
That's right. And how do we know that the brain is actually tuned to see real? Why do we think that we evolve with the perfect sense of what is real, what is reality? You know, you might say, well, of course we evolved to help us survive, and that puts us in touch with reality, but not necessarily the case. Let's be wild now. Let's say there was a creature out there that every time you looked at caused you to die. Well, eventually you'd evolve only creatures who couldn't sense that creature. Or night vision goggles, right? There's someone hiding on the other side of the tree. You can't see. You put on these goggles, augment your senses, and you see reality as it truly is, that you couldn't see without some technology. So there's no reason to think that we're perfectly engineered to see reality as it is.
Mike from Merced, California, Cliff, wants to know, could we really transfer our consciousness into a machine or simply copy it, leaving the current us stuck in our bodies? Is that possible?
Well, we can't do that now, but I think that in the future, because we're understanding so much about the mind, that we'll be able to simulate the mind. We'll be able to take whatever it is, once we know all the neuronal patterns. You know, if we believe that the mind arises from the patterns in the brains, you know, in my mind, there's no reason why we couldn't, in theory, simulate that with bicycle parts. Now, you'd need huge planets filled with bicycle parts to simulate something that is thinking, but I believe that our minds could be simulated in the flocking of birds or the movements of leaves, because I believe it's the patterns and connections that make us think and conscious.